Hey, hey, hi. This is Karen Mason Blair. I'm a Seattle photographer, and you have an opportunity right now to make a difference and open doors to arts. Please donate at any level you can to stgpresents.org/donate. We would appreciate it and rock on.
Hey, everybody. Thanks a lot. My name's Steve Martin. I'm here with Jeff Redding and Dan Rose, and you are tuned into Seattle Today.
So for this is our first one without one of our one of the corners of our triangle.
It'd be cool if there was like.
I'm still here, guys. I'm still here.
No, you're here. You're here. Like, ignore the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, I just can't hold hands.
No, it would be cool. What are those? Like a laptop on a Segway.
Oh yeah. Remember there was that one we did where they like.
Jeff,
do you know about
this? There's a laptop.
No, I don't know.
So there is a robot you can get that does video conferencing, and you can remote control the robot and where the robot goes in the other room on the other side. So you can be at a party.
Magic.
And you can just fuck around with people.
Magical. It's totally magical.
You could be you as the robot will do what you tell it to do.
Exactly.
It will go where you. Yeah.
I would say, hey, go straight ahead 4 feet.
Yeah. Fall off the cliff like the guy who invented you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So maybe we should do some like official like introductions.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am warming up to the intro song a little bit more. It's a little bit better than I thought. And I was like laughing because I heard us. And I'm like, hey, everybody, I'm Steve Charles Martin. This is my partner, Jeff Reddy, and my good friend, Dan Droz. And in the background, the song's played. And I'm like, you know what? That's actually not that bad.
And it works out.
We save a ton of money.
Yeah.
For now, until Eric sues us.
Ooh.
Oh.
We'll just give him a sign something.
I feel like
get a verbal. We'll get a verbal commitment.
But we don't tell him. Just sign that.
Hey, can I get your autograph? I love this. We got the Hoover Kane record.
I have the Hoover Kane record. We did talk about Hoover Kane last time. God,
that's enough.
No more.
That's currency. It's right like, there.
Are those guys even alive?
Eric is.
Eric is. The rest of them, we don't know.
Hoover and Mrs. Kane. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So
good news. I will also no longer be burping into the microphone.
Glad you got that note because editing that out was so difficult.
You missed a couple.
Oh,
I know. I need to go back.
It's hard. I'm going to sneak a few in, like, hey, and this and that, and I'm hitting a home run, brah, and blah, 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 blah. And Dan's going to be like, oh, that's going to take 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's job security for Dan.
Good job, Dan.
Especially when, you know, I have all the keys to all the servers and stuff.
Right.
We have 3 domain names now.
Yeah. Which is the third one now?
The third one is swampcreekstudios.com. Yeah.
You were saying that .com and whatever were still available, and I was like, well, throw down. Let's get them.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
Get them. Dan, get them. Dan.
It's like
$2,000. This is why we don't pay you to
we
get
need
this shit.
$2,000.
Oh, it's $2,000?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like $40.
No. For the .com, it was like $2,000.
You
got to pay somebody
else. Can you
else.
Edit that part out?
Yes, I can.
It won't.
Judge Jeff says... that's what I need a sample of is me sighing at Steve. And then every time he does something like that, he's like,
Jeff, don't get mad at me because I've been chatting online with babes all day.
Well,
you're okay.
We got fucking 421. So dumb.
What do you think of the studio in a box?
That's yeah, badass. It is pretty cool. Yeah.
The singer.
Pretty cool. You use too much tape.
Set it up.
The singer.
Even the singer could set it up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So this is studio in a box that version was one.
Can you, Dan, that's 2 burps that you have to like.
Just like gonna have a little notepad.
Yeah.
Yep.
221.
Actually,
burp.
Here.
45.
Isn't there like a burp pad?
I got a marker.
Oh, I didn't like that. That sounded
happened,
like.
Dan.
Stop
something
that.
Happened, Dan.
Stop that.
There was some technological glitch with the headphones. Mm-mm. There was a level change. Yeah, so Steve Martin, who are you? Why does it matter? Why would anybody want to hear what you have to say?
You're making me freeze up now. I'm like,
How about this? Where did you go to high school?
I went to Lake Washington High School.
Where is that?
I went to Lake Washington High School in Kirkland, Washington on Rose Hill.
What year did you graduate?
87.
How are you a year older than me and graduated a year after me?
What's that?
You heard me.
I had to do first grade twice. That's a lot of silence there. That's like
we're gonna edit something, some funny notes.
So I got super I got super, super sick and I had to miss like most of first grade the first time.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, since you only did like 2 months, maybe just, you should come back.
Just double down.
And like actually do it. So, yeah.
So, 87 years.
I missed most of first grade the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you,
like, when do you start school? Like, in like when do you go back to school?
You start in kindergarten?
No, but like what time of the year? Like, you start
September.
In
September.
Like, you start in September?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know, everything was normal, started, got pretty sick.
Yeah.
Got like really bad, like temperature wise, super bad temperature.
Okay.
And they were like,
all right.
They were like, why don't you just come back next year? Yeah. I was like, okay. Right. I mean, my mom was like, okay, why don't we just do that? Yeah. So that's there.
Good. And there. Now, and how long did you live in Kirkland?
Thanks for cornering me and making me, you know, have to explain that. It's awkward.
I didn't thank you. You just wouldn't
okay,
stop
go,
talking.
Go ahead and throw.
So if you listen more,
oh right,
it'll be easier for you.
I think Dan said I talked too much on the first.
Right. That was me, and he just agreed.
Oh, that was you, and he agreed.
I was sort of joking,
thanks,
but then
Dan.
Everybody was like, "You're right, he did way too much." Okay, so how long did you live in Kirkland after high school?
5 minutes.
You moved
like literally went to Hawaii for, you know, the high school graduation thing.
Yeah.
And then flew home. It's a funny story. Flew home, went to Hawaii, did the graduating from high school trip. There were flyers on totem poles. There were flyers on the
telephone poles,
looking for laborers to demo buildings that were damaged in a storm.
Okay.
So we flew back to Maui. Flew home from our senior trip, packed, flew to Maui and lived on Maui for 3 months and just swung a sledgehammer and demoed condemned buildings.
Nice. And in Hawaii.
Yeah. Lovely. And then, our friend was a caretaker and the people that he worked for let us camp on their property. So we camped on their property and then just were manual labor, and then it was cool because it was 9 to 5, and then you just had the rest of the time off, and then you just had a bus pass, and there was one bus for Maui.
Right.
Yeah, it was in the late 80s.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. Okay. Freaking awesome.
So
time
you get
in my
home
life.
From Hawaii, and it's 1987. And you'd already seen some shows.
Oh yeah, I'd gone to a lot of shows.
What was the first show you saw?
My first
your first
heavy metal
concert. Your first local show.
First local band?
Yeah.
Probably, I'm thinking Shadow at the Orcas Room.
Where's the Orcas Room?
On Seattle Center Grounds, or the Orca, Dan.
That place used to be.
Yeah,
what's
the room? Yeah. It's right up from Vera Project.
It is now KEXP. It was the Northwest Rooms, and back then it was probably the Mountaineers.
I remember the Mountaineers.
I remember the
Mountaineer Ballroom too on the bottom of Queen Anne. We would go to heavy metal concerts there too.
Okay, so what year do you think you saw Shadow?
86. Okay. I was still in high school.
Right. And then
still in high school when I saw Shadow.
And then what was the first heavy metal show you saw? Like
first like full fledged
concert.
Twisted Sister opening for Iron Maiden.
I was there.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. In the Coliseum.
Was that Power Slave?
It was.
Yeah.
You were there too?
Okay.
So good.
Okay.
So good.
That was like
remember 80s. The Eddie was like...
Yeah.
He was like totally. Scraping the sides of the... Yeah. Yeah. So good. Yeah.
Okay.
So good. I'm not going to lie. I'm not too cool. I was a big Twisted Sister fan at the time.
What are you talking about? Everyone was.
So fucking so cool.
Everyone was.
So cool.
People who aren't judging.
Yeah, I'm still kind of, we'll get back to that. We'll revisit that, that segment coming up. Judgy
that,
Jeff.
Yeah, we're not to that segment yet.
Not DJ Jazzy Jeff. DJ Judgy Jeff.
Perfect. Okay, so 88, you're seeing shows. And then 89, or 80. Yeah, so you move here. Where'd you move to first when you moved to Seattle?
When I moved to Seattle, what was the first place? Huh. Hold on now. I'm trying to remember.
Take your time.
Super hard. Super hard. Fuck, I'm trying to remember.
Okay, let's just cut to the first one you remember.
Capitol Hill.
Okay, lovely.
The corner of Pine and Summit. Probably, yeah, something like that.
All right.
Something like that. Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. And then I lived the Paramount. Had apartments, right. So I lived at the Paramount for a little while,
and that's when I think
which was
met.
Great,
yeah.
Because okay. I would just take the stairs down, and then go to the loading dock to work. Yeah, yeah. You
barely had to get dressed.
Barely, I was in your jammies. They're like, yeah,
jammies are on. Put the shorts on top of them, like everyone else. And that's
loaded Hall and Oates.
Oh, at the Paramount?
Yeah, at the Paramount, yeah.
I would love to have seen that.
Yeah,
did
some good ones there. Did some good ones back in the day. Didn't know they were good.
Yeah.
Didn't know they were good. Like, I did like a Sade show.
Oh, really?
You know, at the Paramount?
At the Paramount?
Yeah, and I'm like, Sade. And all I know is like the Smooth Operator video from MTV. That's all I really know.
Yeah.
And then I load in the show. And I'm like, oh, fuck, look at all this. I mean, gigantic set, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I'll come and watch it. You know, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, she's actually really good.
She's
super, yeah, all of them could, yeah, super, yeah, super good. Saw some cool stuff.
Right. Okay.
Saw some cool stuff. Meanwhile.
Well, that sort of brings us up to
kind of meeting you. I mean.
What's that?
And, you know, it's what's crazy is, I live in Lynnwood now. And that's kind of your super old stomping grounds, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Same here too.
So
yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Dan's like Muckle Teal man. Are you a Muckle Teal man, Dan? Would
I
we
am.
Say that?
Yep.
Yeah. I moved to Edmonds in 1975.
Sweet. So nice.
From Huntington Beach, California.
So nice. Edmonds in 75?
I was so mad.
Oh my God.
I was so mad because we lived like a mile from the beach, a mile from Huntington Beach.
Oh, okay.
And
right. I see. And you're 10? You're 9?
I'm 7.
You're 7.
I'm
Got
7.
It. Okay.
And I had just figured out how to body surf the last time we were at the beach in California. And the first time we go to the beach here was the Edmonds Kingston Ferry Beach.
Right.
And I'm like,
and you've just got like a bunch of like kelp dropped
it's
over.
Just like, this is not sand. These are rocks. Right. Those are not waves.
Right.
The water's
Burr.
Too cold in July to be in. This is not a beach. This is like a tease. This is what I think my mom actually.
It's the sound.
I think my mom thought that the sound was the ocean.
Like well, she's right.
No.
No,
no. That's why there's a different name for it.
Okay.
Yeah, but
it's
yes.
The sound.
75. Yeah.
Did you guys? I just unburped.
Yeah.
I almost see.
Yeah.
See evolution.
That's part of the 7-Up thing, isn't it? Unburping. I don't know. Yeah.
Cola.
But I went to I went to Woodway High School, and back then it was called
Visualize
Woodway. Because it was surrounded by woods and everybody
Weed
would just
way.
Go into the woods and smoke pot all the time.
Oh, that was the nickname the kids gave it?
Yeah.
Weedway?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
And there were a lot of, Mike DeRozier.
Why do I recognize that name?
He was the drummer from Heart.
Oh, yeah.
He went there.
Okay.
Charles Campbell.
Like, that's the only band you haven't been in.
Yeah, well.
You've not been in Heart.
Chad Channing.
Why do I recognize that?
He's
the bassist?
Drummer for Nirvana.
Right.
Bleach.
And he lives. Why did he get fired? Right.
What happened to him? I don't know. He was awesome.
Was he good?
Yeah. If you listen to the demos, like you know the with the Lights Out box set.
The Bleach demos.
No, the demos for
he did Bleach,
for
right?
He did Bleach, but there are a bunch of demos for the Nirvana record.
Okay.
And a lot of those signature Big Tom
things
that people think are like Dave Grohl signature.
Right.
Those are kind of Chad Channing riffs.
Ed Grohl was kind of like later in the game, right?
He was the Mariano Rivera of the record, their record dealings, record industry dealings.
Do you remember there was a Sub Pop band, short-lived Sub Pop band, super poppy. They kind of got ripped off because they were really good. And the drummer, this is my 3 degrees or 6 degrees of separation or whatever. The drummer, darn it, what were they called? They were really good. And the drummer tried out for Nirvana when they were doing the tryouts. And he didn't get it, and he was a little chippy about it. And I jammed with him for a little while.
Mudhoney?
No, no. Dan Poppy, Peters? Poppy Happy Band. And they were a sub-pop band, super poppy and super happy.
Super Deluxe?
Was this from the 90s?
No, Super Deluxe was not a sub-pop band.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, anyways, it doesn't matter.
Only if only you had the interweb right in front of you.
I do, but I couldn't. What would I type in that sub-pop band and get like 9 million fucking hits? So it doesn't matter.
What's a good year?
91 or 2. Dan, stop, Dan. When you were like peeing your pants, me and Jeff were doing this shit.
But Dan will look it up.
Right.
Matt Wright, the singer for Gasshopper?
I liked Gasshopper, but no, this was like super happy, yeah, poppy. I know, but
you can't think of it, so I'm moving on. Okay, so
okay, Matt Wright, we're moving on. Oh yeah, oh I see, we're moving
the
on.
Singer for Gasshopper, and he went to Woodway High School.
Okay, Jesus,
yeah.
Look at all these local heroes that went to,
Thank you very much.
Jeff Redding went there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, and you know who else did? Rick Peterson, who was the drummer for Hovercraft.
Okay, I remember. Right.
He was a phenomenal drummer.
Is he good? Was he good?
Really, really good.
Did those guys jam for about a year, and then
they were for a while, and then Dave Cruzan took over for him. Yeah, Woodway High School, Weedway. Yeah,
Weedway.
It's in Edmonds.
Wow, Edmonds is kind of like just like a ferry train wreck now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's. All
I mean,
there
would
is
you
there.
Like when you were living there?
Yeah,
you wouldn't be like, oh, what the fuck? What's all this ferry traffic doing here? That didn't exist for you, right?
No.
No one was taking the ferry from Edmonds to Port Townsend in 75.
We did. We periodically, when we were going there, and you know, you're only going on the weekends, and it's a nightmare. Why are people commuting on the ferry now?
Oh yeah, Kingston is a very hip place to move to.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Because you can actually buy something for $300,000 there.
So it's like living on Vashon.
Dan,
sort
did
of,
you do any of the? Much? Did you do thing?
No, I didn't, but I went to it.
Okay, because I did. It was a festival in Port Townsend, and I was doing a lot of Edmonds to Port Townsend commuting that summer to get to the job site.
How do you get to Port? You'd go up and take the ferry from Edmonds to Kingston,
then drive.
You can't drive Port Townsend?
Yeah, Port Townsend.
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I thinking of?
You would take the Edmonds Ferry, and then you could. And what was the? We'd go over this big, beautiful bridge, sweet ass view.
The Hood Canal
part of the
bridge.
Commute. The Hood Canal, probably. Yeah. Was it the Hood Canal? Yeah.
What? You guys are talking crazy. Hood Canal is. You know what? Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about.
See, thanks.
I think. Oh, was that crack we smoked?
Worst episode crack. Ever.
Oh no, this is the best.
It won't be because it'll just be the most edited one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Good job, Dan. Yeah. Good job, Dan.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if I'm going to interview you, so then you have to interview me. So I got no, you to tell okay, all no, about your right. backstory.
What was your first band? Well, what was the first band? Like, were you in like high school and you were in a hard rock band? What was your first band?
In like school, like jazz band?
Not organized
like
in school.
In a room.
Yeah, dudes in a room.
The first band was Sledge.
I remember Sledge.
That was the first band I was
There's
ever in.
No way that was.
That was the
really?
First band, yeah.
You guys were good too. Was that Alan? Was Alan the bass player?
Alan Tompkins, yeah.
And, he was a good bass player.
Scott Wade. And okay. Dave Weimer was the singer.
Scott Wade
was like 5 years ahead of me in high school. Okay. Those guys were all like... I was,
5 years? Like when they were third-year seniors?
He was 82 and I was 86, so maybe 4 years.
Okay.
Whatever. But on my 20th birthday, a guy who lived up the street from me, Mike, who kind of taught me how to set up my first set of drums, he was in the Navy because he dropped out of school, but he and Scott used to play together, and Scott was bitching at him when they were on the phone one time while Mike was in Tokyo or something in the Navy, and Mike said, well, there's a drummer down the street. You should go knock on his
outstanding.
Door.
Outstanding, and he did.
And on my 20th birthday, this guy knocks on the door, Scott Wade, and, hey, is there a drummer who lives here? I'm like, I play the drums. Oh, my buddy Mike said there's a good drummer here. I'm like, well, I play
the
drums.
That's not me.
I've never been in a band before, but I'm willing to try.
I'm ready. I'm so ready. Yeah. I'm so ready.
It turned nice. And so, yeah, we went and we had our first rehearsal, and it turns out, so Matt Cameron, the drummer for Soundgarden.
Right. We've heard of him.
Had been playing with these guys because they're the same age. and Soundgarden was going on their first tour.
Oh, so he couldn't.
And so he was going to, you know, kind of be indisposed
right,
for
no,
the
he's busy.
Rest of his life, basically.
Right,
and
right,
so
right.
Scott's like, yeah, you can say you replaced Matt Cameron in a band. Like, I probably never will.
Right, right.
Unless we go World Wide Web, and then
right.
I will, yeah. So.
The WWW.
Exactly, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first band.
No, good story. Nah, I like that. I think, too, now, remind me, because you were in a lot of bands. You were in a, were you in a band called Blue?
No.
Okay. Remember B-L-E-W? Okay.
Nope.
All right.
I think I remember the name, though.
They were kind of good, and I thought maybe Jeff did a little stint with those cats.
I played in a bunch of them, but the first label band I played in was called Muzzle. And I lasted...
I think I remember Muzzle.
Yeah, I lasted about 3 months.
Was that like MTV heavy metal type shit?
No, it was power pop.
It was power pop?
Yeah. They were on
Were
reprise.
You hitting too hard? How do I you think, stop? You're super good. I mean, I don't want to blow sunshine up your ass, but how you, and you're happy and smiley and positive,
yeah.
And you're this yeah. good-looking drummer guy. How would they, were you like, you were just, the singer was,
The singer was a drummer.
Singer was jealous of you. I'm guessing, but.
I've never asked them. I'm still friends with them. We don't hang out all the time, but.
Right. Oh, they're still kind of, there's these guys you can,
yeah,
okay.
They're still around here, but they were so sure I was their guy that they said, yes, you're the guy. Now go out and get a brand new drum set and cases because we're going to make a record and we're going to go tour. And then like, as soon as I got the drums, they're like, okay, you're not the guy, but you can keep the drums. I'm like,
because I used my money to buy the drums.
No,
so okay,
no, I didn't. It was like oh, was label
you,
money.
Oh, I see. You used the label money.
Yeah, yeah. They're, and like, and I was like, okay. And then
and they
like,
just let you keep the drum kit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
And then like a month later,
they broke up.
I was in Green Apple Quickstep.
You were in okay. Got
like
it.
I got the call from them. Like
right.
2 weeks later, went back and forth, and then
right.
a month later, we were filming a video, and I had this new gear, and that lasted for. Few years.
Green Apple lasted for a few years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would happen. And then it wasn't back to
I mean,
being
how
a
did,
ton of
when
bands.
Would, when did we do Greenhouse? How did you fit that in?
That was before. That was from between 90. Like so Sledge was
Remember?
88.
Okay.
Until like that was 88, and Muzzle was 97. So I had 9 years
in the
of
middle.
Greenhouse. And
no.
Laughing
well,
Man and
oh,
Silly
and
Rabbit.
Silly Rabbit.
And
oh, I see.
And
oh, Moonshine.
Rhymes with Orange.
Moonshine was good. You guys, Moonshine was a good band.
Yeah, yeah. It was great.
And then, and unfortunately, help me remind
you. Jose.
Jose passed away?
He did. Not while we were playing.
No, either. Understood. But
10 years ago.
No,
yeah.
You told me the story. That,
yeah.
That kind of caught me off guard only because he's just this young, happy, healthy. He seemed like this young. Healthy, good-looking, positive guy.
He
so,
was.
So when you told me that, I was it. Kind of yeah. was like, whoa! You never really know, do you?
Yeah, he was cycling in his little
right.
In
no,
his little
he,
spandex outfit.
Right, and he was always just like. And then you know when
yeah.
when I went to your shows or when
yeah.
we were just drinking, he was like always like Steve, hey, blah blah, and we
yeah.
super like happy, positive dude.
Yeah.
And so I when you
yeah.
told me that, I was like, whoa, man,
yeah.
it's kind of
that was a
too bad.
But yeah, so they you know they
you,
were like nine. Oh, good.
Good. Do you ever talk to or run into Scott anymore?
Yeah, he lives up in Bellingham, and we text back and forth.
Okay.
You know, he's up there, so there's not a ton of...
Does he still play?
No,
again,
not really.
Good band.
Not really.
Good bassist.
He's great.
Good bassist,
great.
Good drummer, good
yeah.
singer. Good. Yeah, you guys were
mm-hmm.
good. That's too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were doing your own thing, too. You know, it wasn't that typical Seattle jammy jam. It was, you guys were, you know...
Yeah.
It was,
the funny yeah. thing is, so Jose's first band was called First Thought. And those guys were managed by Susan Silver.
I kind of remember those guys.
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
I didn't realize. If I'd have realized that at the time, I probably would have made myself really annoying to Susan Silver.
Got it.
I'm like, hey, look, you know, hey, Jose's in our band.
So,
you
know? Right.
Because I was kind of into networking. And,
no, I hear you. No, Brett, you're a networker.
You know, calling on the phone.
So you had, you know, I don't know now, but back then. You had two legitimate managers of bands in Seattle. You had Susan Silver and you had Kelly Curtis.
Oh, right.
Those
yeah,
are,
yeah.
those were
that was kind of it.
And right now I'm not sure. Like today, 2020, I have no idea. But like in the 90s,
yeah.
you probably had two people that could like like industry-wise that could get something done for you,
right.
Or your favorite thing, everyone's favorite thing, move to Los Angeles.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So
yeah, those were the
no, she
big
was
games
she
in town.
And I believe is still relevant to this day. You know, she's still.
I don't know. I believe
she's still relevant. Yeah. She's still on the top of that pyramid.
So, Jeff, believe it or not, I've actually heard your name tossed around Seattle music for a very, very long time. And I'm trying to figure out where.
Dialing it down.
Yeah. So, you know, and I've heard your name thrown around a lot before I even met you. So I'm just curious if we could figure out how we could connect the dots there.
Okay.
And kind of figure this out.
So the label bands, that Muzzle Band was the first band I got in. They were on Reprise. Mm-hmm. That lasted, a few months.
About a year?
Less.
Well, okay, copy.
And then Green Apple Quickstep was from 97 till 98, and that record never came out. And then I got into New American Shame. And we got signed to Atlantic, Lava Atlantic, and that record came out.
I went to some good American Shame shows.
Yeah, that was
like when you were in town. I went to your Seattle shows for sure.
That was a good one. And then kind of during that, I started playing with Duff McKagan and Mark Lanigan in a project.
What happened to that? Because what a kick-ass lineup.
He was okay. And then Mike Johnson ended up playing on the recording. It was pretty phenomenal. So Mark ended up doing that Queens of the Stone Age record, the Songs for the Deaf.
The Songs for the Deaf, right.
And that sort of took all of his time. And we weren't entirely sure how we liked what we were doing, but it was, you know, we weren't entirely sure how it fit into everything else everybody else was doing.
Was Duff playing bass or was he playing guitar? He was playing guitar on that one. Okay.
But he and Duff and I had been spending a bunch of time, just the two of us and sometimes a bass player, just hammering on ideas for hours and hours. And so after Mark kind of got removed from the equation, I was like, Duff, you can sing. Why don't we just record this stuff, find some people to play on it,
right,
and you sing,
right?
And that was the first Loaded record.
Okay, cool.
And that
good
was,
on you, good yeah. on you to keep it rolling, keep that positive energy rolling on.
Yeah, that was really fun, and that lasted till 2001, and then I moved to during that I moved to California, and I got signed in this band called The Disciples with Howie Pyro.
That sounds familiar too. Who, and Bookworm me, who's Howie Pyro?
Howie Pyro was in he was in a ton of bands. He's in The Blessed, which is like one of those old punk bands.
Yeah,
like,
old school punk band.
Yeah, New York. He was in what's the band with Ryan? Not Ryan Adams, but I'm gonna space the band's name. Howie Pyro's been He's played with everyone. He was in Danzig when this went on.
Okay, he did a dance. Okay, enough said.
With the guy Todd Youth.
Right.
He was it was Todd Youth and Howie Pyro and Kristen Martucci were all in The Disciples. And
that one Danzig album I listened to a lot as a kid.
The American.
Whatever that resonated. Right.
And then I came back to Seattle after a while in 2005. I played this band called Top Heavy Crush, and we won the KSW local band contest.
You did?
Yeah, it was really
sweet.
Funny. And then right after that, Loaded started up again, and we put out an EP and a record. And that kind of brings us up to...
It felt like you were busy with Loaded for a while.
Yeah, well, on and off. There was during the Velvet Revolver years, it was kind of off.
Oh, right. He was on that project, half of Loaded was on that project.
Well, yeah, yeah. Because Dave Kushner and
right,
that band also.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeff, yeah, did you have a stint with or some sort of connection with the Vendetta Red guys at some point?
Yeah, Leif Anderson. Me and Leif ended up playing when I was talking about Rock-a-Rocky, doing the with the mm-hmm. you know the the lobster feed at the, I got Leif a gig with Rockaroki and we played a bunch of shows together.
Okay.
I never played, and then Jeff Rouse, who was in Loaded.
Right.
Who we got
in
Loaded.
He was the bassist.
He was also, did some time in Vendetta Red.
Okay.
And then also Zach, the singer for Vendetta Red, was in Rockaroki for a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was your project?
No, that was George Aragon's.
And would you guys play songs and then people would come up and sing in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Dan, what's your connection with Vendetta Red?
I was a fan.
Okay.
Not a huge fan, but like, you know.
Jesus. Wow. It's an oversized reaction.
I bought their cassettes, so, you know.
Did you like them when they first came out?
When I first started hearing them on mainstream radio. So, like, when KNDD started playing them a lot, I was, you know, preteen, teenager at the time. And the most vivid memory I have is listening to Sisters of the Red Death while riding a bicycle around Cheney, Washington outside my grandma's house.
Sisters of Red Death?
Is that a band? No, it's
no,
a,
that's
it's a,
one. That's a record.
It's one of their,
I love
their
it.
Albums.
Yeah.
Dan, what was it? So are you done or am I interrupting?
You're interrupting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, what else? So I wasn't connected to them until way later, but yeah. I did. Well, actually their lawyer helped me not get screwed by the last label band that I was in, which was the Disciples.
Disciples.
Yeah. Nice. Michael Barber. He sent them a letter.
He was like, hey, just because Jeff's been sitting around drinking beer for 4 months doesn't mean that you guys need to like crawl up his ass, blah, blah, blah. Was it like that kind of like thing?
No.
Got it.
No.
Well, am I close?
No.
No. Got it. What's going on with the fucking technology?
I don't know.
Dan?
Yeah, we're getting some earphone.
Yeah. I'll check it aside. There's like some blah, blah.
There you go. You can, we're going to have to edit that out. Go. Sibilance.
Sibilance. Yeah. This is what happens when you let the triangle player set the shit up.
The lead triangle.
Lead triangle.
First triangle.
I like that.
Not second.
I like that.
/gong rack. So I don't think we've. Do you think we've sorted it out, Dan?
No, I think it's going to take more episodes for us to sort out our connection.
Okay.
Are you going to pull this bizarre, like...
Let me ask you a question.
Are you going to do the whole fucking, like... What's it called? Quarantine thing again?
It's quarantine?
Yeah.
Are you quarantining?
I'm quarantining.
Yeah, he's quarantined. He's like 7 miles from us.
Yeah, I'm quarantining.
It's like super quarantining.
I am quarantining out of respect for my my parents who are older and I want to visit them.
Good for you. All joking aside, I get it.
Say that again, Dan. You're doing it. Why?
I am quarantining
to respect his parents
because my parents are a lot older than me, and one of them is in the at-risk category for COVID. I have been in my place for about 7 days now, and I went out and got a test today. And
did you test? Oh, do you get the result tomorrow?
I'll get them on Thanksgiving.
What are they coming to you, or are you going to them? Or
I'm planning on going to them.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Dan, well,
I just had to monkey with the
Jeff punched the microphone headphone thingy box. He just was like, wham! And I was like, I don't know if I should do that like that. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I can't wait for version 2 of Studio in a Box.
Yeah.
When this stuff is all worked out.
I was pissed that you only stayed up for 2 days getting this ready.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I need you to fucking care about this project, Dan.
So, do you need me to stay up for 36 hours next time?
Well, yes. Well, we're going to put you on that, you know, DJ Judgy Jeff segment, and Jeff's going to judge you for not trying hard enough.
Noted.
I think it's going to be hard for you, Dan, to get into the first chair of being judged, cuz Steve is going to be mounted there apparently.
Ooh. I'm judging.
Wow.
No, I'm judging you.
DJ judging. Really I love the segment DJ judging Jeff. It's
Steve's
so...
drinking too much.
No, I'm not.
Steve's drinking too much.
All right.
The segment has started. The DJ judgy Jeff segment has started.
This is the DJ judgy Jeff segment.
Oh, where Steve's drinking too much.
Steve's official.
You know what? I built this band. I built this band. You guys will kiss my fucking ass.
Ask David Lee Roth what happens to the lead singer when he drinks too much.
Right. Well, I have the PA too.
No, I have it. It's right here.
Oh, fuck.
And I brought it.
Fuck.
I own it.
Fuck.
And Dan owns it. I have to give it back to Dan, but it's not yours.
Well, look, if you guys want to set up in my beat up tool shed, then, you know.
Why do we set up there?
Because that's all we have.
No, we have plenty of places. Oh. We can set up in my car is nicer than your shed.
Oh, shit.
We can set up anywhere a studio and a box will go.
We could do it mobile. We could drive around and talk shit.
I don't like you guys anymore.
You will once you sober up.
Okay. Tired of this shit. Let's just do a review. Let's just do a review of our project.
Finish your beer first.
Let's do a review of our project. Oh, Steve's going to put together a kick-ass team. Okay, phase one. Okay, phase two, call Jeff. It sounds like I said, hey, Jeff, podcast, and click, hung up on him. And was there more detail than that, or was it literally just podcast, click?
No, you called and you said, hey, I want to do a podcast. I think it would be really good. And I'll call you right back. And then it was like 7 months later. Then I called you. I'm like, hey, didn't you say something about a podcast?
I just hit my Dan. I just hit my teeth on your dumb mic.
He's drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm tired of the judging. That is such a good segment, though. Yeah. DJ Judgy Jeff. I fucking love it. I love it.
Yeah, 6 months. Do you want to go on that loop with the rest of the synopsis?
And so 6 months later, I think me and Dan were. Oh, you called me, but I think
I'm like, dude, why,
during that process, though, in the before you called me back, and you took a long time to call me back, me and Dan were in the process of firing our other guy. Dan, is that accurate or is that not accurate?
We passive aggressively fired him. Next episode, we will officially
in a very Seattle manner.
Yes,
we
next
love you.
Episode,
you're fired.
On the air, we will
I
officially.
Love firing. I love you. You're fired.
You just stop calling him back.
Yeah,
I think ghosting came from Seattle.
Is it all? Oh, we invented ghosting.
Totally invented.
We invented ghosting. Dan, is it fair though that we had set up some cool things and kind of no-showed
pretty much,
and our part
no-showed.
No, I'm just because what, ladies and gentlemen, what our show will be adding is Smart Window. We will be adding Smart Window.
Okay, but you're off track. You were supposed to be slagging me.
I'm not trying to slag you. We're bros.
You were.
You were
saying how important you are to this.
It doesn't matter
that you're drunk.
Right. So I'm.
It was your retort to
I
DJ
built
Chuchy
this band.
That, now we're going. Go there.
I built this podcast.
Right, right.
I built this.
I built this.
And you guys are just like, you guys are employees. Okay? 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 Oh, shit. Okay.
Steve just spit on himself.
No, I did not. And again, see, like, I'm building this podcast. I also built your number one segment, DJ Judgy Jeff.
We're going to get the numbers back. It's
judgy.
Like, hey, you know what? We're going to change the entire podcast to DJ Judgy Jeff because everyone loves it.
But we love Jeff and Dan, but Steve, wow. I'm hilarious.
He either needs to drink more or less.
I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking. It's judgy. Dan's not even here, and you're judging what I'm doing. Dan's not even here.
Yeah, but Dan made this possible. Look what we have here.
What's Dan's new name is letter H.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, check it here. Can I get the intro? Dan, Dan, play the intro music. I'm going to do our new intro. Go ahead, play the intro. Go ahead, play the song. Jeff had it. Go ahead, play it.
It's on your phone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Seattle Tonight. My name is Steve and Charles Martin. I'm here with my partner, Jeff Redding, and our partner, the letter H.
That's not our name.
Oh.
We're Seattle Today.
Oh, shit. I came up with our name. See?
Jesus Christ.
By the way, everybody. By the way, I came up with our name. I came up with our team. I built the team.
You just changed your name.
And no. We're Seattle Today.
Well, you said it was Seattle Tonight. You just introduced us as so, tonight. This episode is brought to you by Rainier Beer.
Here, I'm not going to lie. You know what's irritating? I'm going to tell the truth.
I know.
I'm going to tell the truth. This is super irritating. We've done three of these, and I agree with you. We're a little loosey-goosey and too casual on this one.
Yeah. And that's great.
And now, time out. I'm just going to ask this quick question. If it gets us listeners, then what?
Well, we have
I saw the stress in your eyes when I asked that question.
No, like that'd be great. No. That'd be great.
Liar, pants on fire. You're like this. You're like,
no. That's what my son calls the look. That's my processing look. Because apparently I didn't even know I had one.
Well, like you didn't know your kid could ask that kind of a question.
No, I didn't know that my kid saw a look in my. So like, I'm partially on the spectrum apparently, because if you ask me a question and I don't quite know the answer, I'll put a look on my face while I'm probably, for you, but it's not on purpose.
Right.
And that's probably the look you just
saw. And then this project too, here's where this project's tricky. Me and Jeff have spent a lifetime clowning and now it's like, we're trying to like harness that clowning energy, but also, treat this like a grown up thing. I get it. Do you see what I'm saying?
What I told Steve was that
our energy is awesome.
He told Dan, he was asking me, does anybody want to listen to us? And what I told him was that nobody's going to want to listen to us unless we're listening to ourselves. Like Steve and I listen to each other really well because we've done it for so long, but we have to make sure we're not talking over each other. We're sort of starting to get in the weeds here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a presentation. It's just practicing presentation. That's what it's about.
Dan, I took my glasses off, and now it's like, uh-oh. It's like what drunk people see. I see drunk people.
It's what drunk people see when I take my glasses. Oh, dude, you spilled on your computer.
God damn it.
He spilled all over his computer. Oh, just beer, though. It's okay.
Okay.
Shouldn't leave a mark.
Oh, dear. That's why this show's going to win, because...
Because we're winners.
Because we're winners.
Because we're like cockroaches.
Right.
We just don't go away.
No, and you're totally right.
Well, you're going to stop drinking beer anyway if you start losing some weight.
Dan?
Yeah?
Dan?
Uh-huh.
Jeff called me fat at our production meeting.
You were a fatty. That's different.
And we decided that maybe I would start doing some weigh-ins during the shows.
Yeah.
But I also said, I'm not going to lie, and we can record all this, but I'm not going to lie. I also said that, like, I really enjoyed drugs and alcohol, so it's hard to, like.
What drugs?
Well. Fucked up drugs. Like I don't like heroin or like, you know, that shit.
What drugs do you like doing?
I like alcohol. I like marijuana.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I thought you said drugs and alcohol.
I do like drugs.
What drugs?
Like marijuana.
Okay, that's not really drugs.
Right. I'm too cheap. I'm too cheap for real drugs.
Yeah.
I am. All joking aside again, I'm too cheap for real drugs.
That's probably a good thing.
Like, seriously, it's like, you know, it's like, hey, Steve. I'm like, yeah, I really need that cocaine. And they're like, cool. $200 bucks. I'm like,
Do you have like a $10 version?
Yeah, yeah, like right.
Here's a Diet Coke.
Or like, we joked about this once before. You know why I wouldn't be like a good heroin user?
Because I
don't want to have to like, I'm too lazy to be like a heroin.
You don't want
to
do the
heroin.
Work. You don't want to do the setup.
Well, you have to you have to get up. You have to get dressed. You have to come into the city. You have to score. You have to wander around alleys mindlessly forever. Right. Then you have to score again. I'm way too lazy for that. I can't.
It's a lot of energy.
I don't want to put all that energy into like just
commitment.
Yeah. I would rather just like go to 7-Eleven and get a six pack.
Chink.
Right.
Chink chin.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so here, where are we? Where are we at tonight? Because like
I could bring the scale. I've got a killer scale.
The triple beam from high school biology.
No, for us for weigh-ins. We should start doing weigh-ins. And I got a little app on my phone.
I'll do it. You know what? I'll do it only because, wow. That's how old school we are.
Gotta start thinking about it.
If it was, if you weren't doing this, if it was me and Dan and somebody not going way back,
yeah,
like to the literally to the beginnings,
dude, when we could just like wake up and be skinny and gorgeous,
right? And it was easy.
Not
it was
anymore.
Easy.
Not anymore. Steve That's asked gone. Me. Steve, Dan, kind of the same question you asked two podcasts ago about when does that happen when you know you can't just be drinking beer. Steve was talking about you know what happened. Why did I go from this to this? And I'm like, you want to know what happened?
40 happened, and then 50 happened. Right. Like, no, yeah. You're totally right. You're yeah. totally right. I mean, it's not even a conversation. You're right.
What about your 30s? Because I'm in my 30s. I'm starting to notice that.
Enjoy it.
Well, so it's gradual.
Get laid. Go big. Do your thing. But when you're sniffing 40, you're going to have to make some adjustments.
It's gradual. Like, you'll start noticing and already. But, like, if you're active... I mean, I think we were super active.
We
still.
Were on the bikes. We were jamming
in the 30s, though. Like, we were still, you were doing tons of gigs, and I was doing tons of gigs.
Right.
And
we weren't staring at laptops.
And we were
kind of
poor. I was still poor, so I wasn't eating a ton. I was mostly drinking calories.
I was not poor, but I was not rich. Right. That makes, right, you know, so.
Not that you are now.
Right.
You're loaded now.
I'm rich.
But yeah, 30, if you're super active, rich. You can kind of do what you want. But now... More people day drink now.
Yeah, especially with COVID.
Is that a COVID thing? Is that COVID?
No, I mean like as a lifestyle, there's way more restaurants that serve brunch and Bloody Marys.
No, right. I hear you. And a little bit of a disappointment for me was in the last 2 years, in the last 2.5 years or so, my responsibilities went up.
Yeah.
You know, I was moving up the ladder. My responsibilities were getting bigger. And I stopped, I stopped casually, you know, I got more responsible.
Oh, and that came with calories?
No, it came with less calories. Cause I wasn't casually drinking at lunch. I wasn't casually doing anything anymore.
Oh.
You know, I got this job, I got this promotion, I got these, you know, right. responsibilities. Right. And I was like, whoa, I better, you know, hone in. And I did.
Okay.
And it didn't really, maybe because of my age, I didn't really reap a lot of benefits.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Does that, so I, basically I stopped drinking quite a bit.
Huh.
I stopped smoking. I stopped drinking. I stopped a lot of everything.
Just to sort of hone in your mental state?
Just to be, I was, you know, when I was working, I wasn't partying. There was, yeah. So,
well,
you
know, I, but so but
I'm
how,
just saying when I was younger,
but now
I was a little more casual. And then as I got older and my responsibilities grew, I backed off and I was drinking less and I was smoking less and I'm still not reaping the benefits of the cutbacks.
Right. It's because your intake was so kind of massive before, and now you're in your metabolism, you're burning a lot less calories
right.
just sitting here. You
yes.
know? So it's like we were talking about all this. But Dan, so Dan, when did you're Dan's 33?
31.
31.
Dan's 31.
When did you first start
God,
noticing?
He's a kid. You're
when
a fucking
did you
Dan,
first
you're a
start
kid.
Noticing?
Last year.
The uptick.
At 30.
Yeah.
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 It was
obvious. Like, oh, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Well, also I moved from a fairly physically active job to a more office type job.
Then that's exactly what it is. It's like, if you're not active, if you're active all day, kind of running
right.
around and like not sitting down, those steps count.
No, oh, yeah. And I, you know, it's funny. I did say that a long time Excuse ago me. Before any of this really applied. I noticed that when my laptop became a part of my job responsibility, regardless of party habits,
right.
the more you touch a laptop,
yeah.
and the less you,
the more the, something, the right. laptop,
the more you laptop,
on
the
your
less,
lap.
Right, right.
So you're sitting,
right.
So the more your laptop is on your lap,
right. Right.
The bigger, the
right,
less calories right. you're burning.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Unfortunately,
definitely.
There's a very small amount of calories burnt typing.
Right. True.
Yeah. That's
and,
too
and
bad.
Then, and again, I'm not going to lie too. I remember a big disappointment was I took a big break. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I didn't do anything. I just...
How long?
6 months.
You stopped drinking for 6 months?
I stopped doing everything for 6 months.
Wow.
And guess what?
When was this? When was this?
About a year ago, 2 years, a year and a half ago.
You went 6 months without drinking or smoking?
Yes.
And how much weight did you lose?
A little bit.
10 pounds?
Maybe.
Do you have a scale at home?
Yes.
Do you use it?
When I care, yes.
You should start using it every day.
So that 6 months,
yeah.
I did use it.
Yeah.
And I was getting pissed.
10 pounds.
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you. The first month where I'm like just, you know, drinking water right. And going, look, I had a cup of coffee with sugar in it. You know, I'm like, you know, the first month. And then I'm like, congratulations, seriously. Steve, you were 250. Now you're 247.
So remember what I was saying? If you're drinking 5,000 calories a day.
Yes.
And you take those away and you're still eating 3,000 calories a day.
Right.
You're not going to lose weight. You know, it's like
here's the whole thing too. I'm pretty good too. I'm not a superhero. I don't, when I'm on my day off, I don't just sit and stare at the TV. I'm a mover. And it's still.
You need to be more of a mover.
Yeah, I'm not moving enough.
Snowboarding. Steve, let's go snowboarding.
You guys, no lie, dude.
Snowboard.
I was really good. I was extreme, and it didn't work.
Do you go snowboarding during the winter?
I try to, but I haven't done a whole lot of that in recent years. I have two snowboards.
I might be getting a pass for me and Cole.
Oh, sweet.
At Snoqualmie.
Nice. I'd be down to go.
That's not going
to
do anything for you, though, dear.
Dan? Well, he could go. We could go together.
Yeah.
He could get a pass. He'd have a ride.
Steve, you could come too.
Boring.
Right.
Is that what you're...
Hey, you know what? Oh, great. You just ruined it. Boring.
I just saw him turns his head. I'm like, I know where he's going.
The boring button's not coming until Steve in a box number 3.
Me and Jim have known each other a long time. I'm over here like this. I'm like, I'm clicking the space bar. What the fuck's going on? It's
not Boring.
We've kind of learned something in this show.
We were still discussing my mistakes, I believe.
Well,
it's a long list. Do you have some time?
Do you have another 3 hours? Because, it's only 2 hours.
We have kind of learned some things on this episode of Seattle Today.
Right.
But ultimately, it comes down to technology. Steve, I think...
Well, the first thing we learned is that we're not Seattle tonight.
Yes, there is that.
Right.
But
okay,
Steve, I think you need your own microphone and headset so you can practice in your spare time talking into a microphone.
He's talking about he wants you to have a Night Ranger.
What does that mean?
A headset. Like Britney Spears.
Jeff has the good headset, and it's like Jeff gave me a Toyota Corolla, and like he showed up here, got in the Cadillac, and said, "There's the Corolla, Steve." And
then it's my mic.
See,
Steve,
there you go,
Steve.
Right there. It's mine.
I'm gonna punch you in the dick. Here it comes. Ready? You want it on tape, or you want me to turn this off first?
My dick is so gigantic it could take.
There. I didn't have to move. I could flick it with my finger from here. It's so big. It's always touching me anyway. Yeah.
Oh, this totally. Ow.
No, Steve, you just got to learn to put your face on it. That's all he's saying is like, talk into it. So your level's going all crazy because you're like, and another thing, and Jeff doesn't like it when I have
to
spears.
But what I'm getting at is
more. That was the judge.
Steve, you need your setup. You need Swamp Creek Studios to be a thing. We are going to make that a possibility with this show.
Okay. It's part of the show.
You know what else we could do? That's very important. But if we got a couple of those fancy mics,
are they called?
SM7s.
And I'm going to start doing some homework.
The SM7. That's what everybody uses,
SM7s. Right? SM7s.
SM7s.
Those are a lot more.
And we need three.
We need three of them.
Jeff, more, Dan, Steve.
A lot more forgiving.
Jeff, Dan, Steve.
Very forgiving.
Is that what we're talking? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. A little evolution. So All right, so tonight's episode was a little too casual. Totally get it. And then we're going to do some focusing on talking into the mic properly. Totally get it.
And the most important thing is you need to update the Google Doc.
Dude, I can't believe you. Why can't you just go on the Google Doc?
I went on the Google Doc and watched, listened to our episodes.
No,
that's not it. I even called Dan today and said, hey, it's downloading too long.
That's not it. We can tell when you have to put something on there.
Oh, you want me to like type stuff on there?
You have to add something, or we can tell you haven't even opened it yet.
That's not true. Dan, I opened it today because I called you and said I was having...
It's a different doc.
It's a different thing.
It's a different doc. I knew that part.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Seattle Today.